You ran the 40. What specifically? What else did you do?
Just field drills, you know, individual work, catching the football, stuff like that.
So, pro day and combine all in the books now. How do you handle the nerves leading up to the draft, if you have any?
I'm just going to take it every day at a time, you know, one day at a time. I'm going to take a couple days off, get my legs back. Next week, we hit the weight room, you know, get back stronger. You know, a part of the game I love to, you know, get stronger, get faster, get, you know, in more shape, get ready for whatever team, you know, that takes me. I'm going to be in shape, and I'm going to be ready to go by the time I go there.
How much more fresh today were you at versus at the combine?
More mentally rather than physically. I've been working out still pretty hard, but mentally you don't go through all the psychological testing, all the interviews, all the sitting around. So mentally I was more fresh. I've been doing that since day one. I've been doing that since high school. And honestly, I feel like I could have did better. You know, I could have done much better. But I went up to the combine expecting to be number one in everything I did. So that's the attitude I brought to it. And I know what kind of athlete I am. You know, sometimes a lot of people don't realize, you know, what kind of athlete I am. But I know what kind of athlete I am. And going up there, I want to be number one in everything.
Amir, this is a really strong class of running backs. Yeah. This is the kind of class that can maybe change some of the momentum in the NFL back toward more running games as opposed to wide receivers and passing?
I think it's more so, rather than the talent, I feel like it's more so of a financial thing rather than, you know, being a talent. There's a lot of talented backs in the NFL, but a team has to do, you know, have to fit such a salary cap, they got to fit as many good players for as, you know, the least amount of money they can. So it's more about business, about, you know, that. But I definitely feel like this class is talented. I feel like we can take the level of the running back play to another level. But I'm just going to try to stay in as long as I can.
I know you decided to come back for your senior year, and that was for your education. But as you were kind of pouring through some of the guys that also came out and just the stacked list of running backs, did you think to yourself, if I'd come out last year, a lot of these guys wouldn't have been here?
No, because I consider myself, I think I'm the best back in this class. So I'm not really worried about anyone else. And once you do that, you're not exercising, you know, your potential the most it can be. So I'm just going to exercise what I need to do to handle my, you know, what I need to do. Whoever goes first goes first. After that, you know, once you hear your name called, it's time to get to work. No matter where you was drafted. So, but like I said, I consider myself the best back in this class. So.